No, it seemed to me that we're still, right, I understand that. We are on page Sadik Aleph in the chapter of Limud Musar. We're by the three stars towards the end of this section. Ein l'shayer es hashpa'ah ha'atsuma. It's no way to measure the tremendous impact hanodat l'limud ha'musar kavua that comes about through learning Musar on a regular basis. Rav Naftali Amsterdam, that was Echad Mishleshik Daily Talmidav Shal Gan Rav Shel Salanter, is one of the three main Talmidim of Rav Shel Salanter, Kosav Etzvasa. He wrote in his will, Bichlal Ogid Lechem, as a general principle, I say to you, Kima She'emid Aisi Araglai, what stood me on my feet, Binyanei Avodas Hashem, and the things related to Avodas Hashem, who rak limud ha-musar, it was only limud ha-musar. Moshe kibalti v'ra'isi b'imei chaldi es admor, it says like what I accepted, I saw in the days when he was connected to Rizal Salanter, shechazer, it was there, shechazer ha-maimer kola pairesh midirei teira eishach losai, that it says somebody separates from the words of teira, a fire consumes them. Kama v'kama pomim, over and over again, the kol ram with a loud voice, but sasayim dolkais, the lips were alive, right? A fire. V'glavus gadol, tremendous emotion. Kol yom shani loimid musar, every time I learn musar, as I call a maisim v'diburim v'machshavos yotir toivim, it says every day that I learn musar, then my deeds, my speech, my thoughts are better for me that day, are all better. Everything goes better. Vayfen aseder hu, and the order is like this. Kasher shemati yavi admor, like you heard from Rav Salanter, shechalek ha'odam es limud ha-musar al shnei chalokim, to divide learning musar into two parts. Derech moshel, is moshel, im yikva odam sha'achas al limud hazeh, person has an hour for this sort of learning. Ha'az shechalek l'shnei chalokim, it's divided into two parts. Chatzi shol limud b'sefer ha-musar, a half hour to learn in a sefer musar, k'seder shalem nim sharlim, like you learn other things. Lid b'ainin barayanosav, to think through the ideas, the concepts. K'mo b'mesil shesharim v'chavos levavos. K'dem similar things. V'chatzi shah shenis limud b'spilus, means one a half hour you learn like to understand and get the ideas and the concepts, and a half hour is this sort of learning musar that we're talking about, the saying it over with emotion, right? Lilmoid mimer, to learn one thing, harbe pomim, and to go over it many times. Yeah, ezu mimer shia, could be anything in the chavos levavos, or reishis chochmo, mimer shim mesach de avos, something mesach de avos, al seder zaya limudo. This is the order of learning. So you have, let's say, like you have like an hour, so you divide it up into half hour and a half hour, where half hour you have is a limud for more information, understanding, and the half hour is really just working on one thing and getting it in and digging it down deeper into ourselves, as the way we're speaking about in learning of Musar. And that concludes this, at least a brief introduction to the Limud of Musar and the great importance of all the places on it, the central place it takes. You have in the second Chelek of Ali Shur, you have a whole section on how to learn Musar, which is over there, but this is the introduction that he gives us in this volume. The next chapter, which we'll move into today, is chapter 13. This is Sheresh HaChesed VaYira. These are the roots of Chesed, which is loving kindness, and Yira, which is fear of God. Two of these main things.
Why do we have? Why don't we have like an hour of Mitzvah type, something like this?
Why don't we have that?
Like an hour. Yeah.
So I tell you, first of all, we are learning part of it, right? We do have a seder of like hashkafa, where we have a half hour or so. We have both in the morning and afternoon, where it's more like focused on ideas and understanding, even if we're not necessarily learning straight from a sefer all the time. The other type of musar, the sense is that it's senses that it wouldn't be, if we just sat threw people down with that, it wouldn't be a productive use of time, is that you have to get to a certain place where you understand how to learn Musar, and you've gotten to a certain level where it becomes something productive. we've learned in the past, maybe Svarim inside on a more regular basis, we go through Mesir Shesharim or Shari Tshuva, Chulos Levavos, some of the things like that, go through them more inside. But in general, it's just based upon sort of like where people are at, what we think will be more beneficial for them. Mm-hmm. And this type of Limud Musar is perhaps not where people are at yet. Okay. But it's something to be aware of and something to strive for.
Okay.
So again, chapter 13, Shares HaChesed Vayira. We learn Sukkot of Memtes on the basis of Amar Lozer, Kol Oisetz Daka V'Mishpat Kilo Molei Es Kol Olam Kula Chesed. Somebody that does Daka, justice, and Mishpat, another word for justice, the truth is, it's like they fill the entire world with Chesed. Shenemar Oyeb Daka V'Mishpat Chesed Hashem Molei Aretz. It says the verse, the lover of Daka and Mishpat, the Chesed of Hashem fills the world, fills the land. Shema Tamar Kol Abal Ikvaitz Kaifetz. Maybe you'll say, whoever wants to jump can jump. Talmud Loimer, Mayikar Chasdecha Elokim. How, like, precious is your kindliness, God. Yochel Af Yerushimayim Kain. Maybe Yerushimayim is also like that. Talmud Loimer, V'chesed Hashem Mo'elam Vad Oilam Ayireyev. The chesed of God is from the Oilam Vad Oilam, from world to world, on His, the ones that fear Him. We'll explain in a moment. Amar Rav Chama Bar Papa, Kumi She'esh Alav Chesed. The Chama says, whoever has on him chesed, so Yirs the Shloh, Be'eduashu Yerushimayim, we know that he's a Yerushimayim. Shenever v'chesed Hashem, mo'elam v'adoelam al yireyav. The chesed of God is on those that fear him. Rashi, Shema kol aval likvayz. Rashi says, what does it mean? Maybe you come to jump. V'lasa tzedok of a chesed, to do tzedok of a chesed. Koyfeitz, they jump, umas pikin, v'mamsin lo anoshim, u'gonim l'kach. And he has people that he can do this with. Talmud Loimer, my yokar, how valuable. Tzarech latei lev litroyach. You have to put your heart, you have to focus your attention to it, and you have to work. V'lir doyachre, and run after it. Fisha ena mutsuya tamid liskeis bo'al muhganim. Because you can't always find proper people to do it with. It's not like, just like, all right, you want to do it, it's going to be there, it's just like that. No problem. Ezu. Ezu Nakuda Mishutefet, so now Rav Ova says, Yeshna Lachesed Ugira. What point do we have that's in common between Chesed and Yira? Right? They seem like polar opposites. One is kindness, the other is din, is justice. One is mercy, kindness, the other is sternness, strictness, fear. Right? You say one is kindness and one is fear. Hello, Shteyan Tchunas Shainas. They're two different types of natures. Bafafichiais, even opposites. Hadavar Mafli, it's an amazing thing. Sherish Echad Lehembo Nefesh, but there's one root to them in the soul. Yesh Roya Mechutzaloi, Yesh Eina Roya Bo'elam Ela Esatzmo. There are those that see outside of themselves, and those that only see in the world themselves. Zesh Raya Rakas, the one that only sees himself, Margish Rak et Asher Choser Loi, he feels what he is lacking. Chai Rak Lanos Shalom, he's only living for his own pleasure. Eina Raya Zulos, he doesn't see the other guy. Misha Eina Raya Zulos, the one who doesn't see the other person. Eina Raya Adam Nitzach, he doesn't see somebody that's in need. He doesn't see God either. Some people are so into themselves and so egoistic and focused on themselves that they stand at the center of the world. And if there is anything outside of them, it all revolves around them. Basically, all they see is their own needs and whatever else is, and how other people can help fulfill them or aren't fulfilling them. And there's nothing that's going on that is connected. They don't see anything outside of themselves. They can't see that maybe somebody else needs something. They can't see anything outside of themselves, including God. Mashallah, davar daima. What can this be compared to? The mishi yoshev becheder. Somebody's sitting in a room. Asher loisav v'chalanosav skurim al misgar. He's sitting in a room with the doors and the windows completely closed. Shenitzbar mimenali stakel. the midrash eshchutz, and it's withheld from him the ability to look at what's going out on outside the cheder, outside the room. Shupaseach atachalon ba'ar, when he opens up the window a little bit, takeh u'rayas hakol, he immediately sees everything. Hashemayim v'aretz, the heavens and the earth. Kein zeh hakabul v'shakul masa, so too is the one that's tethered and like bound up in himself. The doorway and the window of his heart are closed, and all he sees is himself, nobody else. Outside of his desires, there's nothing else in the world. Right? That's it. The world's all here for me. The streets are for me. This is for me. Everything's for me. The rega sheniftach beliboy kechuda shel machat. The moment that is open, his heart, like the a hole the size of a needle. He no reisakol, he can see it all. As a bayer of esazos, he sees God, and he sees other people. And once he's able to get out of himself, he's able to see that there's other people around. Well, obviously, we're not talking on a simple level. I don't mean that a person can't see that there's other people around. Doesn't understand that there's other people. But he's centrally and primarily focused on himself and his own needs. What do they do for me? What do you do? What do they do? Everybody's here to give him pleasure. Everybody's here to do for him. He can't see. And his concept of God is also to do for him and provide for him. So once he's able to get out of himself a little bit, so then he's able to start perceiving others in the world and their needs, and he's able to perceive that there may be a God in the world. There's a God in the world. Alkein lo yichavnu a yira v'chesed yichaynu. Therefore, it can't be that you have the yira and the chesed mishakub b'shiris libo. You're not going to have fear and kindliness in somebody that is sunk in his own arrogance, so to speak, his own shiris liboy. Hayadeli gaber al shiris liboy. Someone who knows how to overcome this, and overcome this arbitrary, this wantonness, liftoyach as libo, to open his heart, l'shnayim huzeicha. So he'll merit two things, l'chesed v'liyira, to chesed n'yira. The first thing is, if a person wants to become a Baal Chesed and a Baal Yira, the way that they're going to begin to get there, the only way they can get there is to first to be able to start getting out of themselves. If they're stuck in themselves, they can't really be a Baal Chesed and a Baal Yira. Remember, like last year we spoke about, I think it was Rabbi Shmuel Chesed. So you have people that you could do, people do things for other people. It doesn't mean that they're a Baal Chesed. Means that they're good, could be they're a good businessman. Right? They provide service because they want to get better business. And whatever they could do to minimize that, they will. Just, you know, as long as they can maintain the same level of business or increase their business. As if they realize that, if they see that they could treat their customers lousy because they have a monopoly and everybody has to use it, no matter what, right? So they'll continue to do that. Hey, you know, don't like it, lump it. Right? It's your problem. You don't want our service? Go get your electricity somewhere else. Right? You know, so whatever, we don't. But that they provide service to you, it doesn't necessarily mean it's coming from a place of chesed. Could be just coming from a place of, hey, that's the way to get more business, is by being nice to your customers. Some people don't even realize that. Right? I think that's, you know, that people don't react to that, or that they have such a hold on the market that they don't have to accommodate their customers. But that's still not chesed. That's just, again, all it is focused on, he's completely focused on himself, just how to make use of the other guy for my own needs. How best can I make use of them? Where can I get something out of them? Right. So, in order to be able to get to that place, they have to be able to get out of themselves. I still have a few minutes left. Maybe we'll start the beginning of the next chapter as a very short introduction. The next two chapters are going to deal exactly with this. Chesed and Yira. So we deal with these Midas of Chesed and the Midas of Yira. This is chapter 14. Said he said a Chesed. Who? What's the foundation of Chesed? He posav titach es yodcha lo. You should open up your hand to him. Ba'avei tavi tenu daimachzer. Provide for him what he's lacking. Asher yechaser lo. What's lacking to him? Filusus lirkei valov. Even a horse to ride on. Ve'eved la rotz lefonav. And a slave to run before him. Asher zebem es chaser lo. When this is truly lacking to him. It's Rashi. Yes. Rashi and Chumash. Zed Srichim Liros. This we have to see. Hashaku b'shiris libay nevatzer men aliros as asher yachasel lezulasei. A person that's sunk in his own in this with it shiris libay, so he can't see what somebody else is missing. Who yachal alai oy lahavin shizulaser chaser ma. He maybe could understand that the person is lacking something. Shigam lo batzel chaser, because he's also lacking. Like, I can maybe understand that the guy doesn't have something. Ulam la hikones lamatzav zulase, to get to his place, to be in his place, to feel what it's like. Ba'over, ba'hoive, in the past, in the present. Lahavin ki chaser lo davar, that's lacking to him something, shuba'enav moisreis, that in your eyes is like a luxury. Like, you know, what does he need his Mercedes for? Let him drive a Chevy. Right? But you have to understand, if we would understood really where this guy's coming from, that his whole life he lived on an upper crust, so to speak, and his self-image is tied in this, and the fact that this is a crushing thing to him, and it's, he's embarrassed, and it leads to terrible self. It's a terrible thing for him. You don't understand, but you'd be able to put yourself in his place. Maybe it's not important at all. Ze'eno, but that's what this guy really is lacking. Ze'eno b'koichel shel ze'ov rak es atzma. This is not within the power of somebody who just loves themselves. And somebody that's just in love with themselves won't be able to really put themselves in the place of the other guy. To really feel what is that person missing? What is that person lacking? They might be able to understand it. They themselves are lacking it. Right? But do they understand it if they don't really, if to them it's not really important? Some of you, it's not important. Like, I really don't care about these things. Maybe this guy, it is really important. That's really important to this person. So can you understand? And that's the whole point that we're talking about. That's the beginning of the introduction. The chesed over here is being able to see what is the other one lacking. What are they missing? What are they missing? What do they need? And now, in halacha, we'll see that in chesed there's priorities in what you do. Like in stucca, just because this guy is suffering terribly because he doesn't have his Mercedes and the other guy doesn't have bread, doesn't mean that you spend the stucca money to buy him a Mercedes. Right? There's priorities in how to allocate our stucca. But that we can understand that this person who was was a wealthy individual for most of his life, now he's lost his wealth, to be able to understand that and to feel that, that's what chesed is about. And that is only by somebody that can get out of themselves. Somebody that's totally in themselves can't understand truly or feel for other people. All they see, everything comes to their eyes. They can't do it. And that's such a part, difficult thing for people to do, and it's something that makes it very difficult to develop relationships with other people. Right? How can you have a relationship with somebody else when your relationship to them is just what you can get out of them? Right? All they do, and people, so they sense that. They sense that you're not in it for them. And can you put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to understand it? It gets especially difficult when you're dealing with male-female relationship, with a husband-wife relationship, where to be able to understand them and what they're lacking is much more difficult. Like, at least we can relate to what from ourselves, we understand what a man needs and understand some of these things, to understand where a woman's coming from and what she needs, that we need usually to try to some explanation and some direction and guidance and trying to understand that. But that's part of it, is being able to understand the same level, is what is it that they're lacking, what is it that they need, can you provide for them. That's really the root of chesed. That's the the chesed, I think I said, I don't know if I said here, but I said on Sukkot, excuse me, there's a idea brought down in Nussel spoke about this a few times, I think, that an idea brought down that you can take a word, like a three-letter word, and you can divide it into two words. And the middle letter goes on both the end letter and the beginning letter. So if you look at the word chesed, so I think it's a beautiful insight into what it is. It's chas soid. What is chas means? It means you care about the secret. It means you care about what's really going on inside another person. That's the essence of chesed, is that you care and you about what's going on with that person. You may not be able to help them in any tangible way. Like, you may not be able to provide them Mercedes. You may not be able to provide them with whatever, the loan they need to get their business back up. But to understand, to feel for them, to care for that, that's the essence. And that's Bezrat Hashem where we'll go. We pick up next week. So we'll pick this up next week.